Napa know-how.
It takes a lot to get excited about a bag, but most bags can't save you 20% on auto parts. That's 20% off headlamps, 20% off oil filters, 20% off virtually anything you can fit inside the 99-cent Napa reusable bag. So tell your buddies, there's a bag they just have to check out. Quality parts, helpful people. That's Napa know-how.
Napa know-how.
At participating Napa Auto Parts stores while supplies last. Minimum three items. Exclusions apply. Offer ends 10/31/17.
You are Locked On Pistons, your daily Detroit Pistons podcast. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network. Your team every day.
Dan Feldman here. Welcome to Locked On Pistons. You can follow us on Audio Boom or subscribe on iTunes. If you were listening yesterday, you know we talked a little bit about Reggie Jackson's knees and just how serious those problems were. It seems the Pistons were limiting him a little bit in practice, which could be something, could be nothing. Here is a big, scary sign that it's something. Mark Stein of ESPN just reported that the Pistons fear Reggie Jackson may miss the start of the season, and they're so worried that they are exploring the point guard market. Stein didn't specify whether that's the point guard free agent market or the point guard trade market. And we'll get into both of those possibilities. But first, let's talk about Ish Smith. If Reggie Jackson is hurt, Ish Smith is going to be the next man up. The Pistons signed him this offseason to back up Reggie Jackson, and I'm sure that was the hope. But Stan Van Gundy said one of the things that appealed to him about Ish Smith was that Smith showed he could handle starters' minutes when he's playing with the 76ers. And I don't know how much Van Gundy valued that in that, hey, if we need to call upon Ish Smith, we can to play starters' minutes if Reggie Jackson gets hurt. And how much of that is, well, if we reduce his minutes as a backup, that could be good for him. You know, the fact that he can do one tends to translate that you can do less. If you can do a lot, you can usually also do less. But the Pistons are seemingly going to need him for the first one. This is a big step back. Reggie Jackson is a better player, period. He has better chemistry with the other starters, in particular Andre Drummond. Those two really meshed offensively from the get-go. As soon as the Pistons traded for Reggie Jackson, all of a sudden, Reggie Jackson was throwing alley-oop to alley-oop with Andre Drummond. The Pistons' offense is based around the Reggie Jackson, Andre Drummond pick and roll. So much of what they do, I wouldn't quite say everything, but so much of what they do is based on that and start with that as a starting point and everything being built off of that. And so this is a big injury. It's a real step back for the Pistons. I think Ish Smith can do an okay job as a fill-in. The question becomes, how much time will Reggie Jackson miss, if any? You know, keep in mind, this is still just a rumor. We don't know the details of the injury or exactly what's going on, and you know, but it's worrisome. And so Ish Smith will have to come in and be the starter if Reggie Jackson can't go, and that's a downgrade. That's a problem. The bigger problem is what happens when Ish Smith rests. Because the Pistons are looking like they're going to be right where they were last year, where their backup point guard is inadequate relative to an average backup point guard. Detroit has Lorenzo Brown and Ray McCallum competing for the final roster spot, the final regular season roster spot, and to be the third point guard. But if Reggie Jackson's out, whoever wins that job is vaulted into the backup point guard spot, the primary backup point guard spot. And that's probably over either of their heads. Don't mind them having to do it for a few games. If there's an injury, that's the role of a third point guard. But if they're doing it regularly, it's right back where the Pistons were with Steve Blake last year after they traded Brandon Jennings. And even when they had Jennings, when he was first coming off his surgery, he wasn't that effective. So there was just a large portion of last season where the Pistons had an inadequate backup point guard. Ish Smith was supposed to solve that. If he's starting, he can't solve that problem. I do think if there is an issue, if the Pistons feel like their ideal third-string point guard is going to move up to second-string point guard for a considerable period of time, I think that benefits Ray McCallum over Lorenzo Brown. Lorenzo Brown's got, I sort of view him as, he's the guy who can handle some roles that Reggie Jackson and Ish Smith can't. He's a little bigger. He's a little bit better defensively. You could put him in for some spot minutes sometimes when Reggie Jackson and Ish Smith can't get the defensive job done. Ray McCallum, I think, is going to be more capable of running an offense, of breaking down players off the dribble, of even for somebody who's not proven to be a strong outside shooter in the NBA, I think he's better than Lorenzo Brown. You know, going to bring some shooting ability. So I think he's going to be somebody who makes more sense if you need regular minutes, where Lorenzo Brown would have been better for spot minutes to fill a specific role that the Pistons might need with Reggie Jackson and Ish Smith. If you don't have Reggie Jackson, I think that bodes well for McCallum making the team. But I don't necessarily want to depend on McCallum to be the primary backup point guard for a long period. So what are the other options? You know, you could start in free agency and see if there's somebody there. If Mario Chalmers is healthy, you know, after coming off major injury last year, I think he'd be great. I have major questions whether he's healthy yet because he's unsigned. He was really good for the Grizzlies last year after the Heat traded him. I think he went under the radar a little bit in Memphis, but he was really, really good. They gave him the ball. They said, we want you to score off the bench. We want, you know, you to be a playmaker. You're not going to be the spot-up shooter that you were with the Heat, with the big three. And he thrived. He did an excellent job in that role, and then he got hurt. And so if he's hurt, well, that's not going to work. The Pistons, if they need somebody, they're going to need them right now. They don't have time to wait for Mario Chalmers to get past his injury. Norris Cole reportedly today agreed to terms in China. Potentially it's not too late to get him. Maybe the contract isn't signed. This wouldn't be the first time a player had agreed to terms with an overseas team and a better option came about because of an injury or something else. And before the deal was actually signed, maybe the guy's on the plane already, maybe he's not, but before the deal's actually signed, sealed, and delivered, you know, it falls through. So maybe there's a chance there. But Norris Cole is not the most encouraging option, and you know, it only drops from there. Do you feel good about Kirk Heinrich, Nate Robinson, Andre Miller, you know, is a name people like, and he has a reputation as somebody who has continued to play well deep into his 30s. And he did for a while, but he's really started to slip. I think that went a little unnoticed last year. I think he's more reputation than somebody who could actually help. But at this stage, you know, the Pistons might need somebody like that. You know, there are no great options in free agency unless Mario Chalmers is healthy, which is hard to believe because then wouldn't somebody else have signed him? But if he is, you know, he's definitely where I'd start. I'd look to him first. And then failing that, you're probably looking at a trade. And like I'm getting at, the Pistons are probably, if they're looking for a point guard, it's somebody to be a better option than Ray McCallum or Lorenzo Brown. I think it's going to be hard at this stage to get somebody better than Ish Smith, somebody who can start over Ish Smith and then allow Smith to remain the backup. That seems unlikely. You know, the Pistons went out and got Ish Smith in free agency. I don't think there's a better player just floating around unless the Pistons are willing to give up a lot in a trade, which I don't think they are, because then sooner or later you end up with Reggie Jackson, Ish Smith, and then a player who's between Jackson and Ish Smith, and those are just too many point guards, and you're probably investing too much in that position. So if the Pistons are looking for an upgrade on McCallum and Lorenzo Brown, as far as trade chips, the three players I'd look at would be Darren Hilliard, Reggie Bullock, and Aaron Baines. Now, Hilliard and Bullock are competing to be the Pistons' backup shooting guard and to have that position even exist in the rotation. Basically, just swapping them for a comparable point guard, a fringe rotation player, that might be worthwhile. And you could trade either one. You don't necessarily have to trade the lesser of the two, especially if neither one is going to be in the rotation. A fringe rotation point guard is an upgrade over a fringe regular season roster point guard. And that's what the Pistons are left with for their backups right now. So trading Hilliard or Bullock, if there's a team that would prefer a wing, an extra wing to an extra point guard, that could work. And there probably are some teams like that, because I think there's a shortage of good wings, and not that Hilliard or Bullock have proven to be real difference makers or anything, but if a team wanted to take a flyer on them, because as teams play small, that has often meant, and there are different ways to play small, but that has often meant an extra wing. That instead of two wings, instead of playing a wing at the 2 and 3, you play three wings. Wings at the 2, 3, and 4. And so, yeah, there might be a market for an extra wing. And I wouldn't mind the Pistons having an extra wing for that same versatility. But needs change. They need a point guard. So flip them. Aaron Baines is probably tougher to move. One, he makes more money. He makes about $6.5 million, I think, this year, where those other two guys are at just a couple million or less. But maybe there's an overpaid point guard a team wants to get rid of. The problem is, as teams are playing smaller, they're often playing one big. Instead of playing bigs at the 4 and 5, they're often playing bigs only at the 5. So there's sort of a surplus of bigs, and there just aren't that many teams that could use Aaron Baines, let alone teams that can use Aaron Baines and have a point guard to deal. But he is somebody who I would consider moving, because the Pistons have Boban Marjanovic, who can step in as the primary backup center. If you've been listening to me, you know I think Boban is going to steal that job anyway. So maybe get out in front of it and trade Aaron Baines and get a solid point guard, especially because Aaron Baines has a player option for next season. Stan Van Gundy has said he expects Baines to exercise it, and because the Pistons would have only his early bird rights, Van Gundy thinks the Pistons are going to lose Baines. I'm not quite as convinced that they wouldn't be able to afford him, or that he'll even exercise or opt out of his contract, but he might, and that might be genuinely how Van Gundy feels. So maybe you can get out ahead and trade him, although Van Gundy is that high on Baines, you might have a hard time extracting what Van Gundy considers equal return. The question is how much Van Gundy would be willing to accept less than equal return, because point guard has turned into a position of need, and the Pistons have Marjanovic waiting in the wings to take Aaron Baines' primary backup job, whether that's this year or next year. So the Pistons have a couple options of how to address this if it is a problem. Right, you know, right now, like I said, we're still at the rumor stage. We're still waiting to hear more about what's going on with Reggie Jackson. But this is where it stands right now. And so we'll see. Keep your eyes open, your ears attuned, because there's going to be another shoe that drops with this. This is not going to be just the end of watching Reggie Jackson's health. Mark Stein knows what he's doing. There's something to this. We'll see how serious. But keep listening, and we'll be covering this as it unfolds. Thanks, everyone, for listening. You can follow Locked On Pistons on Audio Boom or subscribe in iTunes. Thanks again.